Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grubb moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb scores. Thornton moves to third. Carbo moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Thornton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Whitaker moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. LaFleur moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Dan Spillner now pitching. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt May now catching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from May and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.